The first openly gay elected officials in the United States took office in 1974, when gay candidates were elected to the Ann Arbor, Michigan City Council and the Massachusetts House of Representatives. The number of elected LGBT officials in the country remained small for many years after that. 39 years later, the Victory Fund, an organization dedicated to helping elect LGBT candidates, estimates there are more than 600 openly gay elected officials in the United States. More than 24 of those office holders are profiled in the new documentary Breaking Through, including former Arkansas State Representative Kathy Webb. The creators of the film, Cindy Abel and Michael Bruno, were in Arkansas for the past several days screening their film. Friday, in between showings on the University of Arkansas campus and at the Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival, they spoke to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums. Cindy Abel, the director and producer of the film, told him she worked on the movie for more than 3 years.
I committed to it about 3 years ago and started the development process. And then 3 years ago this month, we did our first interview with Atlanta Councilman Alex Juan. And that was the first interview that Michael joined me for.
And Alex Juan, he has this one quote in the film where he says he realized that his sexual orientation was going to become a matter of debate among some voters, but not his Asian heritage, which he at one point thought might be.
He realized when he was finishing up at Wharton School of Business, he realized that his being gay would be a greater barrier to public service and success than his being Asian. And he had been raised to overcome any obstacles, to work extra hard because there would be a higher degree of scrutiny based on his race.
Michael, let me bring you into this conversation. How many interviews have you done in the 3 years since that first one?
Ooh, I think it's about 30. Is that close to one?
Because there are 26 people in the film. And then right. when we interviewed family members and...
How would you contact folks to say, we're making this film and we'd like you to be included?
The wonders of email. I knew some of these folks, having served on the board of the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund, which works to elect super qualified, openly LGBT folks to public office. So those folks were very easy to reach out to. And for the other people that we wanted to talk with, the Victory Fund helped us reach out to them.
I would imagine that you have here with these 26 people, as documentarians, you have a couple of things in your advantage. A, they're politicians, and we know politicians from city council on up do talk. And B, they've struggled through making a decision about becoming open to friends and family and then open to voters. So these are people who have thought about what they want to say and are willing and desiring to tell their story.
Definitely. But even so, they've stretched beyond just what they would usually do in politics because – for instance, in the film, well, I don't know if we should give any part of that away with Anise Parker, but
yeah.
She said, you know, she was quite revealing about her childhood, and so much so other people in the room were stunned by what she was telling to the camera because usually they'd be very guarded about that and want to protect themselves. But Anise afterwards was very adamant about saying we need to tell these stories to let them be known for the children that are out there.
Well, you know, it hasn't been that long since Harvey Milk was on the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco and was assassinated.
In San Francisco.
And a few years before that, Elaine Noble, who was the first openly LGBT person to be elected to a state legislature in Massachusetts, had to have an armed bodyguard, an armed escort, be with her at all times because she had bricks thrown through her window, attacks were made on her. So given that type of history, it's not always that easy of a climate in which to run. And some people were taught. Todd Gloria, who's the interim mayor of San Diego, California, was taught in his social studies class, if you want to run for office, there are two things you can't be. The first one of them is gay. And fortunately, he knew that wasn't true because he had heard of Barney Frank. He had heard of Tammy Baldwin. He had heard of Harvey Milk, and Christine Kehoe had just been elected to the San Diego City Council. So he knew his teacher was wrong, and yet that was the mindset that he had to overcome.
Any idea how many openly gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered candidates are serving for the United States?
There are a little over 600 openly LGBT elected officials in the country, and that's almost double than 23 years ago when the Victory Fund was started. To put that in perspective, that's less than 0.1% of all the elected offices in our country.
This, while you were making this film, you were also fundraising for this film. This is a grassroots sort of effort. Tell me about how that worked.
Well, Cindy luckily has done fundraising before, because when it came to that, I had no clue. But we would, as we were filming, we would be going to events, whether it be Houston or even in Atlanta, where we're from, and show parts of the film and try to create interest. And it was very much a grassroots project from the very beginning, because it was a very small crew doing everything and putting on our little fundraisers and parties. We would be filmmakers one second, and then the next second we're, you know, event coordinators and creating a place where people would be interested in the film.
It was definitely a grassroots effort, that's for sure. And, you know, people gave everything from $5 to $5,000 and everybody in between. And the great thing about this is that people with whom this resonated gave everything they had to it, whether it was their time, their talent, airplane miles, hotel points, their bed, bought us dinner. You know, all those things go into creating a budget. And still, we had a very micro budget along the way. And, you know, as Michael said, we would go to a place and often the elected officials would help us do some fundraising. Kathy Webb did that with us here.
State rep.
Former state rep Kathy Webb. And the mayor of Houston, Anise Parker, she and her partner Kathy opened up their home so some friends could do a fundraiser there.
Houston, fourth, depending on what data you look at, third or fourth largest city in the United States. And there was some nasty campaigning against her solely based on the fact that she was not straight. But the city of Houston elected her.
They elected her twice.
Yeah.
And right now she's in a race where she's again being attacked. Now, they say that it's not about her being a lesbian, that it's about her pushing a quote-unquote gay agenda.
I think there is a knee-jerk reaction to think most gay, lesbian, most LGBT candidates are liberal Democrats. And, of course, on city levels, many times you don't decide, you don't have to announce whether you're a Republican or Democrat. But you find that it goes across the political spectrum, across all ideologies, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, even in our film, we do have – well, we don't make it a political film. But
right.
There are Republicans and Democrats both speaking, and you find that, you know, they definitely span the spectrum. And it's not just a Democratic thing when you look at it, though many people, even relations I have outside, friends or family, they may think that, but it's not. It's you, and especially watching the film, you realize it is most definitely a human thing. This is not just a political thing.
Yeah, when you get down to fiscal policy and whether a park in San Diego should be funded or not,
right,
it doesn't matter what. I mean, that's going to be a personal decision.
It really is. And it's important, I think, to have elected officials who are LGBT to be of any political party, whether it's San Diego County District Attorney Bonnie Dumanis, who happens to be a Republican in a nonpartisan race, or Brian Bates in Dorville, Georgia. That is a strong, solid Republican district. There's no way he would be elected if he were not a Republican. So it would be foolish for a Democrat, whether LGBT or not, to try to run. And he happens to be a Republican. And that allows him to go and talk with Republican elected officials. And they'll listen to him instead of writing him off as some liberal. He can go in and talk about why actually full equality is in fact a true conservative principle.
When Frank Robinson, who's a Hall of Fame baseball player, was named the manager of the Cleveland Indians, he was asked, what is it like to be the first African-American manager of a Major League Baseball team? And his response was, well, I hope someday the second or third African-American isn't asked that. He's just asked, what's it like to be a manager of this team? Do you hope that at some point in the near or a little further down the road future that this film is kind of seen as a relic?
I anticipate that this eventually will become more of a historical type piece where people see what it was like back in the day, if you will. And I think that it'll become one of those things that's actually an added asset. It's something that brings an increased sensibility. Joel Byrne says that if he weren't gay, he wouldn't be as sensitized to the needs of all of his constituents, to be able to understand what it's like to be part of a minority. Here's a blue-eyed, blonde, 6'4" white guy from Texas. If he were not gay, he might only see the world through one particular lens and not understand what all the folks who don't come from his background, who don't look like him, have experienced.
So what's next for you guys? Do you know?
We have some ideas. There's some films that we would like to do, and as we've been to film festivals and colleges and those type of screenings, people have said, why don't you do a breaking through in other venues, a breaking through in sports, a breaking through in corporate America, breaking through in faith-based communities? And we would love to do those. And we're at the point where we need to be commissioned to do those.
But you do have a visual resume now, too.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Because now we can say, this is what we've done. We would like to do something similar along those lines. So, we hope to be able to approach some grant makers and approach the likes of HBO and say, okay, let's help us take this further, because there's clearly a demand for it.
Cindy Abel is the director and producer of the documentary Breaking Through. Michael Bruno is the editor of the film. They screened their movie last week on the University of Arkansas campus and spoke with Ozarks at Largest Kyle Kellums before they traveled to Hot Springs for that city's documentary film festival this past weekend.